Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. 2 weeks ago, my commentary was directed to the citizen voter to get involved with local politics, as that is where government starts, not Washington, D.C. I'm sorry to say that one of those local citizens who did take part in many aspects of local government has left us for a better place. I am speaking of Leo Sears, who passed this last weekend. A perfect example of the citizen government watchdog, Leo is exactly what local government needs. Eureka Mayor Frank Jaeger stated it well, quote, "It's a big loss for the community. I wish that we had more citizens that were as involved and that kept an eye on things like Leo did," unquote. He was passionate when interested in a subject and did not just state random opinions, but rather studied the project matter carefully before making a statement. When engaging Leo in a discussion or debate, it was best for you to know the subject thoroughly unless you wanted to get verbally trampled. I am sure that many a local politician groaned when Leo walked through the door to attend whatever meeting was being held. When Leo was president of the Humboldt Taxpayers League, I was his vice president. Many an hour was spent in his office at home discussing the various subjects that the league was working on. I learned not to be slipshod and to know my subject inside and out. He had a sharp mind and could think on his feet remarkably well. On one occasion, Leo asked me to be his partner on a local TV forum with Humboldt County officials on a tax matter. I was not comfortable with the idea, as I had never sat on a panel and was not used to TV appearances. That evening was a disaster for me, as I could not think fast enough to really handle my part, so I was silent for most of the forum. Thank God Leo was in his usual form and took good care of our side of the subject. I thought that once we were off the air, he would probably let me have it with both barrels. I could not have been more wrong in my thinking. Leo was the perfect gentleman and a true friend. He put me at ease and never spoke of my timid behavior. With all of his harshness on the surface, he was a very gentle man. When his partner Judy became ill prior to her passing in 2013, Leo displayed a deep love and compassion through his care when she was disabled. When it came to a point where most men would have placed the patient under the care of an institution, Leo carried on. He listened to my radio commentaries, and every once in a while, I would receive a phone call with Leo voicing his approval of the subject matter. I treasured those calls. Rest in peace, Leo. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.